Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online. A fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to Festival Nuit d'Afrique.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens. Welcome to CKUT 90.3. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. Here to give you proper fix in the morning time.
I just wanna smoke, drink, and love my girl to some reggae. I call her on the phone, tell her I'm coming up, so get ready. Yeah. I got some weed and a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke, drink, and love my girl to some reggae. Yeah. It's been a long day, me no stick, drink connection from California. When me reach, me touch down, you know it hot like a sauna. And the taxi driver want to talk me here like me don't know about choir. So when me reach me out of me girl can say is what it's along, yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but whoa! I can only give my life one way. All I wanna do every day.
Yeah!
The pressures of your life and it's tough. Now stay down, mama, time pick it up. Now bother with the down, full style, strictly up, full vibes. Now pick it up, on the bills, them the rent, them the mortgage due. Yeah. Yeah. When me try this, when your best friends are gone and it's only you. Yeah, light up a split, turn up the music.
Days when you just call me from my cellular. If I'm the book, then you're the editor. Cause you know we always bringing all the blessings. It's not a rushing man. Even though you cuss me cause I stress you, I'm a noting man. It's just a trusting man. Doing life together, got each other, I'm a noting. You never put up a fight, no. You just know me like we knew we never had to say your word, not to show.
A long time on a DJ in a dance. A long time on a chant in a dance. My come for nice up the year, yeah. My come for nice up Jamaica. But watch a check, dance off sell off. Dance off the cup, liquor sell off. Georgie wine sell off. People really see it and have to laugh. Oh Lord, promoter and his eyes enough to laugh. Oh them laugh. Sha la 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 la.
cha la 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 la. Born and grow in Jamaica. No matter where me go, me nah left ya. Me say me nah left Jamaica.
Not at all.
Me coulda never left Jamaica. In comes King Kabaka, lyrical champion. Watch me chop up the rhythm like a sword from Japan. So bright and for squint like a real Chinese man. Practitioner of yoga but not Indian. Lyrics them a weapon of mass destruction. Me up nuclear bomb like a American. Can't overstand like a Egyptian. Hieroglyphic when me ship it to the fifth dimension. Me chat it on the rhythm that a fit me religion. You get twist up and flat up like a Brazilian. Pile off your face with the mic in my hand. Then me sip a cup of tea like me come from England. A long time on a DJ in a dance. A long time on a dance in a dance. I'm from the nice of the area. I'm from the nice of Jamaica.
In love. In life.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens.
I come from England. A long time on a DJ in a dance.
In
a long time on a chant in a dance.
In
from the nice of the area. From the nice of Jamaica.
In love. In life.
So get ready to be entertained, in enlightened, love. And empowered. This is the Empower Hour.
In life.
My name is DJ Bobby Payne.
Like royalty, royalty.
I am man.
If I make it in a life, who I gon' be living like royalty? So me have to say thing alright. Never ever have to think twice, no way. If I ever make it in a life, who I gon' be living like royal, 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 royal,
royal. Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online, a fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook, Empower Hour Live. Today is a special edition, Empower Hour, where we're going to be interactive with our listeners who will be calling in to get some info on a big, amazing opportunity in the city of Montreal. And as usual, on top of that, for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya. Gina the Great is not with us today, but we'll be back next week. We also have the amazing Tippi Lindor and the one and only Farrell. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and who are listening. Farrell, floor is yours.
Bless, bless, bless. Blessed melanated rising, everybody. I hope everybody's having an exceptional day. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be here this morning. Today's feeling special, guys. I just ask that today's day, let today's show be very enlightening. Let it be very educational. Let it be fun. And most importantly, let it be empowering to for our listeners this morning. Wherever everybody is, just keep them safe. Keep them in a spirit of peace, love, and harmony. And all that good stuff. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe. We want to give a big shout out to Big Will, who's also in the building. Good morning, Big Will.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. All right. So, I mean, since you're here, how was your week, Will?
My week was amazing, blessed and everything. So we got to celebrate one of my nephew's birthday. He actually turned 4. So, I mean, like 4 going on 20.
Of course.
Yeah, so,
yes.
And this weekend we're actually having a little cookout because it's supposed to be plus 40.
Okay.
On Sunday.
No, on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
Turn up.
And then we're all going to the Biodome, about 25 of us.
Beautiful. I love that.
Now, when Big Will's family moves, there's like 100 of them regular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a regular team.
Actually, we did Haiti. We were 67 of us.
Yeah. Nice. I'm not surprised.
Very nice.
So Jean-Jacques, what's that? Big shout out, Jean-Jacques family. You already know. I'm a baby in the house.
For sure.
You're going to the Biodome?
No, I'm not going.
He said, I'm going to be in the house. That's what you said.
No. Oh, my gosh.
No, he said, I'm a bit, which is the neighborhood.
I thought he said, I'm going to be in the
house.
Actually,
we
started the show.
We do have extra tickets.
Yo.
Yeah, you want to go, Pete?
Yeah, I'm surprised. There's so many. Because Will's whole family's taking up the whole space. There's a capacity thing with the COVID. Like, no one else could come in because Will's family is going to be there.
Yeah, okay. That's what we blocked out.
Okay, that's it. They blocked out the spot. In that case, we'll talk offline, so maybe I will come. If I know it's just you guys, then I'm gonna roll.
Okay. And P, let's talk about your week. How's it going?
Yo, there's all kind of things, man. I don't even know where to start.
Take your time.
I don't even know where to start. Okay. So actually, wait. So I had some stuff on the run sheet, but I just something I forgot.
Oh no, go. I want to.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time, right?
We got time today, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I feel like I need a disclaimer before this, because what I'm about to say now, again, it's like, it's not against anybody's religion or anything like that. I'm all for all religions. Okay.
Okay.
I just found this to be particularly kind of funny. So, okay. For those who do not know, my background is Christian, Pentecostal Christian. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of evolved into becoming more of a spiritualist, but, enjoying the circle of life, you know, I make it a point to have my children go hang out with their grandma during the weekends and
yes,
stuff like that.
Nice. Very good.
My mom is a doctor in theology. So, you know, she's in the word, mm-hmm. deep in the word, mm-hmm. and she preaches every Sunday.
Beautiful.
And she brings and my children go with her, and I love it because, you know, they get that experience like I had gotten that experience, you know,
right.
Where you're getting blessed, you're getting like some olive oil on the forehead, it's kind of dripping into your eye.
Olive oil on the forehead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's some real stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no,
that's
it's real.
Stuff.
Where they're praying on you. Yo, yes. my Pentecostal people out there, you guys know what I'm talking about. They're praying on you. You're putting your hand on your face. It's like on your forehead.
So you can't see, the oil is blurring up your eye.
They're rebuking. They're calling the spirit. They're just, you know, they're blessing your life. They're
yes.
everything,
yes.
you know.
Everything they possibly can.
And the olive oil is kind of dripping in your eye. You're not sure, do I wipe the oil? Do I leave the oil?
Is this anointing me?
Exactly.
What is happening
all that's happening.
Uh-huh.
But now the joke is when my children come back and I don't know. I just got the vibe to ask them. I'm like, so did Major, we call Grandma Major.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so did Major give your life to Jesus Christ?
You.
And they're like, you know, funny enough, Dad, yeah, I think we did. I was like, so I just,
oh my goodness.
Now for me, I'm like, it was all love. Like, and my children are very educated. They know, like, you
yes.
know, especially when they were homeschooled, like we went through all the different religions. So they understand and they respect
wow.
all religions. They know what time it is. Fully.
I really like that.
You know, so it's awesome. We had a great conversation about it. Cause they're like, yeah, this is an interesting thing. You know, they're like, we think, okay, we give our life to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
They're like, so exactly. We're trying to understand what that means. You know, so I break it down to them. But the joke to me is, if you have somebody's children for the weekend, you're just going to give their lives to Jesus Christ?
Like, but she's
you
your
didn't,
mother.
You didn't
she's
even ask
love.
Me first, can I give your children's
you know what,
lives
Pete?
To Jesus?
Grandmothers have a thing. They don't need to ask you for your permission.
I guess so.
And
that's
you call your mother Major,
facts,
sir.
Facts,
you better back it up.
Yeah, I guess. I so it's
from
me.
The, yeah.
I
from
not
the
have
minute
surprised.
You called your grandmother Major, yep, you have. There's no questions to ask you because you're her son.
No, there's no
son.
Lie there. There are no lies there.
Yeah,
you're only talking facts. You see, so it's just me. Okay, so I should have known. And I guess that's why suddenly, I had a vibe. Is why I asked him. I'm like, I feel like today your lives are giving away. Like,
that's spiritual.
You know, did that happen today?
Told you.
No, but you should know that though. I mean, like, keep in mind, we both grew up in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
And I remember your mom back then. And
yes.
Like,
and he remember your mom now.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
I mean?
No, she didn't change much. It's like everybody's going to church.
Yeah. Exactly.
We used to have house parties at Pharaoh's.
Yeah.
And she would allow it. But then again, it wasn't really for the party because she was willing to give
all of your lives to
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No,
my mom has stopped house parties.
There's a plan behind
and
the
blessed
party.
Everybody. Music on. No, take the music off. Turn the lights on.
Oh,
we're going to bless everybody right now. Yo, my mom. Yo, anyways.
I'm talking basement.
I believe you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Basement. Smashing a boiler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure.
And then mom's like, yo, I'm just going to bless everybody
See,
real
your
quick.
Your mom did the real pull up.
Yo, no, she really. No, facts.
I
so, you know?
Love that.
No, so anyway, so big shout out. And so big shout out everybody from the West End who got blessed by my mom. Your lives are where it's at today.
Amen.
Hopefully it's good. Actually, I shouldn't say that in case.
Well, no, some people are experiencing karma. So anyways, not necessarily.
So,
can't stop people's karma now.
Okay, so right. on that same note, not the same energy. I don't even know why it's the same note. It's not even really the same note, but it's about I guess being what I feel is a little intrusive in the lives of children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard this, but I got a notice saying that my son's school, there's buses that are going to be taking the children to get vaccinated. And they sent home.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yo.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you guys what time it is. So those who might not have gotten your letters and stuff already. So we got a notice saying that, yes, we're on, I can't remember, I feel it's like the 16th of June. Like, it's right now. They're not even saying, yo, let's wait till
when
the fall.
Doing it, they're doing it the 16th
they're
of June.
They're right now. They're like, yo, before school ends. But they're like, yeah. I just find...
I'm psyche.
The whole, and then the thing is, you guys remember, strategically, how the government recently changed the consent law. So now a 14 years old doesn't need parental consent to say they're going to get vaccinated. Now,
wow!
I have to say,
I didn't hear this one. This is news to me.
At 14, guys, I'm not sure if I could handle all that responsibility at 14.
It is a lot, absolutely.
And what's messed up, I just find, is that we're living in a world now where the youths aren't even as, I don't want to diss them, right? But it's just that they're not as in tuned, so to speak. Like they're following the medias, mm-hmm. that they're in tuned, mm-hmm. like their faces are locked into the phone. But in terms of life experiences, in terms of, you know, what gives you real knowledge and wisdom and stuff like that, like they're not
I find they're more social media driven.
For sure.
Right?
So which means they're superly influential? Influential,
yeah, because every second ad is get the vaccine.
That's it, right? So now, you're pumping ads at my youth, and then you're giving them the power to make their own decisions. And you're taking away my rights to parent. Right?
That's so scary.
Guys, like...
That's so scary for someone who doesn't have children, I'm telling you. Because it, like, makes you contemplate, do I really want to have children if they're going to be controlled by the government?
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? It's really, really scary.
So to me, and I know we're gonna talk about it a bit later on, but... there's a weird, eerie resemblance to just what has happened in the past, guys. And the government has issued things that, as we're seeing now, 215 children found, or bodies found in a school. And this was all government-issued things that happened,
listen,
right?
Man, this stuff,
all right,
yeah,
I'm
going to
digress.
That.
I'm going to digress.
Gonna
I'm going to let you guys go ahead because I have more, but I'm going to let you guys go
all
ahead.
Right, Queen Kayo. Nice to see your beautiful face.
Yo!
Hey.
Grand Rising, my loves.
Grand Rising, how you doing? How's your week? June 3rd, what's going on?
Hey, man, listen, it's Gemini season,
it
so
sure
it's
is.
Turned up.
It's
turned up. I'm going to tell you, I am I'm taking this week a little more easy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have sciatica in both my butt cheeks right now. So I'm going through it, but I'm going to tell you what's up.
Okay.
So last night, I'm getting out my car, my groceries, and my homeboy sees me. He's like, what's up with you? Why are you walking like that? I'm like, well, both my bum cheeks are inverted. I'm like, oh. So he's like, no, what's wrong, guys? I'm like, I just got sciatica.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's tearing me up right now. So I'm walking, I'm sweating. Now I ain't even, I'm just walking a little teeny walk.
Okay.
And I'm sweating.
Really?
So he's like, okay, this is what you got to do. So he shows me this move where you lay on your back. You put one knee over your opposite leg, mm-hmm. and then you reach underneath the leg
and you pull up.
Oh, right. My gosh. Okay, so they say that this is supposed to fix sciatica, but I'm too fat to get the move done. But I suffered all night. No, but this morning I laid in my bed and I tried it. I got half it. I didn't get mm-hmm. to pull it up, but I did take the leg, and I did kind of like stretch myself back a little bit. So I am taking this week very slow.
Do that.
This sciatica has actually reminded me to slow down.
Yes.
So my song for today is Skip Marley and Her. Slow down. Because I think that I might need to be paying attention to more things right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this happened to me for me to slow down and pay attention. So this week, you know, every week I always tell you guys, you know, my word for the week or my word for the day.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Right now my word is slow down.
Mm-hmm. Slow down.
Slow down.
Right.
Pay attention.
I like that.
I like that.
So, I'm taking it slow.
I like that. That's good. That's good. All right. So we're going to get on to my week. You know, guys, I know you guys are all West Indian in one way or another. This week, I kind of felt deceived to find out that half my dad's friends' names are really not their real names. I was like, that's not his name, Daddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my dad was having a conversation on the phone, but his friend called back, right? I'll give you guys the easy. So I'm like, Dad, the phone rang. I answered it, and he's like, who is it? And I said, I'm going to say the name because he ain't listening. Krishna Dave. That's his name. But I noticed that he's like, Trish, I gotta tell you something. I'm like, what? What's going on? He's like, you know, my name's not Krishna. Your dad only calls me that because I'm Indian.
Oh my gosh.
So I said, Dad, who else are you lying to me about?
That's not my name.
Like, I felt deceived. So me and my dad sat down and had a conversation. And after, I'm like, okay, is Peter's name really Peter? No, his name is Frank. But wait. You know what I mean? So that happened. And then we also got into the conversation of calling people by, you know, what they do. So there's a selfish man, there's the cakes man, and mm-hmm. I'm like, Dad, do you really know these people's names? And of course he didn't. Mm-hmm. So I think, and somebody did that the other day when I was at a park. Akil came, big shout outs to the oils man, Akil. Mm-hmm. But after they're like, hey, look, the oils man, and I was like, no.
Yes.
Can you guys learn his name? So anyway, so that's that. He shouted out our show too. He likes listening to us in the morning, so that's why I've given him this big shout out today. And I watched this movie. Have you guys ever heard of Free Rayshawn?
No.
Free Rayshawn is a movie featuring Lawrence Fishburne. It's on the Roku channel. I don't know if you guys got a Roku stick, but if you'll be able to see it there. But anyways, it's an Antoine Fuqua film. It's an intense look at how the police actually handle our brothers. They frame this melanated brother and try to get him. Unfortunately, I won't tell you guys the end, but it was quite unfortunate. The good thing about that is every episode is no more than 10 minutes. So it's very, very, very intense. So I was trying to get it, the link to send it to you guys, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. But other than that, the week has been good. I am blessed. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to see your faces. And that's that.
Yeah, I'm happy to be showing my face. Thank you.
Amen.
It's a nice face to look at. I saw myself in the mirror the other day. And I was like,
ooh,
yo.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, brother, man. That's you.
Can you call your mom so we can sing a Christian song, please?
So
that
I can so I have a special shout. So I have I have the queen, and I want to give her a huge shout out. So for those who do not know, on Victoria Street there's a salon right across from the Curry House. Okay. So it's she's one of our long time, so she's a long time listener. She's been supporting the show for a long, long time. So I want to give her a huge shout out. So Queen, and who's listening, big shout out to you. And I have a special track for her.
All right, let's do it.
So you guys sit back, enjoy while we transition.
Time to get over you, baby. Let me down easy. Give me time. You taught me to love you. So come on, girl, and teach me not to love you before you go. All cause of the fall from the top, to the bottom is such a sudden drop.
So let me down easy.
Give me time. Time
to get over you, baby.
Don't turn the lights out on me. Let the feeling flow. Let your sweet kisses turn me on. And your loving arms a little tender. Sudden drop.
So let me down easy.
Hey, that That was Dennis Brown, Let Me Down Easy. I thought you were just going to play like some Night Nurse or something like that. That's Gregory Isaacs, but still. You know, I got in trouble in school for singing that song when I was younger because I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what I got in trouble for?
What?
Cockroach in my petticoat.
Well, yeah, because...
I didn't know what petticoat was. I just heard it on the tune. My mom gave me a ring ears. I was like, what? That's how you're going to explain the song to me?
Well,
like,
you know,
you could have just
older
said,
generation.
Son, you can't say that. No, I get a ring ears as if I knew what a petticoat was. Like, everybody's singing... Anyway, sorry. I went back into my
It still
my
bothers P. Yeah, you can see it on
you know,
his
it's like,
face.
I'm still, I still kind of feel it.
No, you know what? You just said it, and I'm like, wow, I never heard that song before. I'm going to go and listen to it. But cockroach in your petticoat, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Girl.
That just brought me back a little bit because the first time I heard the word petticoat,
yes.
And for those of you who know me, know, mm-hmm. I learned that word in prison.
Wow.
So
okay.
Petticoat is what Caribbean people put on, like, as a little nightgown, or mm-hmm. sometimes after you get out the bed, you take off your nightgown, and to go into the shower, you would put on this, like, thing that covers your body that
right.
has, like, a little
exactly.
elastic, and it's just a little piece of material that hangs over you, like a little muumuu, but it was strapless.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you would wake up in the morning and there's a cockroach in the petticoat or a centipede
wow.
in the petticoat. So
you
it's
see
funny.
Why?
How to get song sold? Because something happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
see?
But they used it. I understand it's an analogy for something else, Dotty.
It sure is.
But
okay,
more adults.
Oh, you see, I just got that right now. I didn't understand that. Oh, the adult. Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
So it's okay. It's
yeah.
big people.
It's
thing.
A grown up song.
Okay.
Well, come on, cockroach in
like
your petticoat.
You were like 5 years old singing this song. Why do you think you?
It's
got
a little
in
something
song?
That's wriggling under your look of
okay,
nightgown.
Man.
I look a brown roach.
Exactly.
Guys, I'm a real simple guy.
That's
you
why
know,
you got your
me?
Ear ring.
Is it
like
a Trini
that.
Song?
It is.
That's why it's a cockroach.
It sure is.
It's like, it's all making sense now. Yeah, it's all making
I
sense.
With you, I can't with you three this morning. I
it's
can't
all
with
making
you three
sense.
This morning, but I can.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we're going to move into the headlines. All mm-hmm. right. So, on a more serious note, unfortunately, yeah.
mm-hmm.
so remains of 215 children found buried at former BC residential schools. This news comes all across Canada from CBC. So remains of 215 children found buried at a former BC residential school, First Nations says. Basically, preliminary findings from a survey of the grounds at the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have uncovered the remains of 215 buried children at the site. Wow, they said Thursday. The First Nation said that the remains were confirmed last weekend near the city of Kamloops in BC's southern interior. So, guys, I know, P, you sent this story to the group.
Mm-hmm.
It was as early as Saturday morning, and I guess as soon as you found out.
Yeah.
And I was in French when you sent it, so I didn't know what it said or what it meant. But then I read it, and then after, what I'm noticing in a lot of these articles, because I compare articles, that's just my journalistic mind,
mm-hmm.
but what happens is they keep saying history, history, history. This is not history. This is living trauma.
Yeah, thank
you.
They
need to stop calling this history.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's still the Joyce Eshowan situation that happens. Systemic racism happening every single day. It's not history. It's living trauma. Call it what it is.
Well said. Yeah.
Right? So what are you guys' take on it when you first seen it? How do you feel about it?
Like, I don't know. At first, for me, it was very gut-wrenching.
Absolutely.
Like, because it's, again, it's like, like you said, this is real time. Like, this is now times this is happening. And I'm grateful that, you know, everything that was done in secret is coming to light.
Yes.
Because I feel that there's something in giving these spirits, these souls, like somewhat of a peace.
Absolutely.
To know that, you know, like, at least their story is being told and the truth is coming out. But again, it's just, you have to understand, like what kind of people do these things? You understand?
Yes.
Like, the nature, it's like the nature of the people that could do these kind of things, like take children from people's homes and force them into other schools.
Right.
And like, so parents aren't getting their children back. Like,
no.
What kind of madness is that?
Not
like,
at all. Anyways, and, so. And then, you know, they're abusing these children. It's disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting. So, yeah.
I actually read something this morning that was kind of triggering in regards to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I saved it, and it was a testimonial from an older woman
who was there or who had like
they were survivors.
They're survivors.
And that during her time there, that a young girl became pregnant by a priest.
No.
And one day after the girl delivered the baby, they said they dressed the baby in pink. And she was downstairs in the kitchen with one of the nuns, I guess, making food. And they took the baby into the furnace room and threw the baby alive inside the furnace because it was the priest's baby, of course, right?
Right.
So this is, like you said, walking and living trauma. Mm-hmm. I've seen them say, well, we lowered our flags to half mast in support. And I just want to say, bump them flags.
Mm. Exactly.
Make sure y'all get right with them people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. On that note, just want to tell you guys, too, that in 2009, they requested to find graves at residential schools, and it was denied.
Wow.
That was the second headline. So it was denied. And what they're trying to do at this point is they're actually trying to do it, like, bring that up again, because it's the federal government, unfortunately, that denied that. They requested $1.5 million to find graves at residential schools. And in 2009, the federal government said no. So me seeing everybody say sorry now, and like you guys said, half mast, that is not enough.
Nah, far from
like, my next question is, like, those like that's what we heard about. What about what we didn't hear?
Right? Very valid point.
And then the next thing is, like, you expect people to kind of, like, live right. But then again, like, there's a famous quote that says, after a cruel childhood, one must reinvent oneself, then reimagine the world.
Amen. Mm. Imagine
the people that have gone through that and that survived.
Like, right.
What kind of life do they have after that?
Exactly.
And like it's horrible.
Right. It's horrible. It is horrible. So let's see what they do next. So we're going to move on. No more red zones in Montreal. Montreal and Laval to go into the orange zone Monday. So that's June 7th. No more red zones in Quebec, of course, because Frankie had his party. Mm-hmm. But Quebec Premier François Legault started laughing as he couldn't contain his excitement after a Habs win in Game 7 and a lessening of restrictions across the province. As of Monday, Montreal and Laval will be going into the orange zone, he said. In addition, certain regions will go from orange to yellow, and some will go to green. Legault say, however, he says, however, that everyone should remain vigilant. This is his favorite thing. Everyone should remain vigilant in wearing masks and following other health protocols. How do you guys feel about us going into the orange zone?
Well, where do I start? I'm not impressed.
I know. I'm not. I was waiting for you to say that.
I'm like, okay, so this is what they did last year. Because it got nice outside, they let us out. Guys, stop it.
All right. Like, don't get excited too fast. Will,
that's all
Kaya?
I'm gonna say to that.
I feel like we're in a movie.
Right?
Right? And they're going to say, cut!
At any given moment.
No, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe you.
Okay, so action on stage two.
Yeah, right.
Because this is how I feel now. Mm-hmm. I'm just ready for the smoking mirrors and all the hoopla to be over.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
It's enough now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough. We get it. There's enough money spent. There's enough people who took the vaccine. And by the way, I just want to say I haven't taken the vaccine, but thank you to everyone who did take the vaccine so that we could get back to living.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Will, you want to hit that a little
like
bit?
When it comes to the orange zone, like for instance, like I'm an event planner, right? So when it comes to the red, orange, and everything, like, you gotta understand, there's business owners, there's people that are working through all that are going through it, like going into the orange zone. We're not even planning stuff because we know that we're going to be back to the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Like at this point, like with all the carnivals have been canceled. And I'm not saying that it's not a good thing or whatever it is, but just be real with us so we can plan. That's what I'm saying.
I like that. I like that. We're going to move on to the next one. So Quebec College of Physicians issues warning about a fake doctor who got two internships. So when I read this yesterday, I said, what? But anyways, the organization that regulates doctors in Quebec is warning its members about a woman with no relevant medical training pretending to be a doctor. Uh-oh. The Quebec College of Physicians says Annie Ung, yes, her name is fully there, who claims to be a medical resident at a Montreal hospital, has managed to get two internships in clinics while pretending to be a doctor. And get this, it says she has also been able to see patients at a hospital after showing up wearing a white lab coat and a stethoscope, baby.
What?
was that cut scene too? Like, because that, like,
can't
what
you imagine?
Is happening?
You're Kaya, we're women. The gynecologist ain't real.
He's coming in like, all right. Like Young Doogie. All right.
What up, though?
This is, we're going through a thing. This is a thing.
Can you imagine the person who checks y'all stuff is not real? And it's the man? And he's busy doing what he's got to do?
I'm looking at this woman. I'm looking at her face. I don't know. Well, no, because she has an innocent looking face. I would let her come in.
Be mindful for
her.
But if you found out she wasn't real and she was feeling up your stuff, you guys would be okay with that? You guys are men. I hear the men in you guys.
You know what? I'm listening to you guys, but I'm just going to tell you guys a quick something. I don't know if you guys remember a while ago, maybe about 10 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, there was a doctor's office in St. Henry that was across the street from St. Henry Metro. A lot of you listening are going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So there is a dentist downstairs, and then there was a doctor's office upstairs, and there was a gynecologist in the building. And I went there one time to go and get a checkup, and I went for like a monthly, like your pap smear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he did the examination, but the thing was that he put lube on the glove, and before he like entered inside, he kind of like rubbed my private spot a little bit, like almost like he was jump starting me, And so afterwards, I felt weird, but I wasn't sure if I should say anything. So I went home and I asked my friend's mom. Actually, no, I told her. She says, "Oh my gosh, don't tell me that it's the guy across the street from St. Henry." I'm like, "Oh, yes." She's like, "Oh no, they have a lot of cases against him. He's a nasty, but he's a real doctor and he actually does a little extra." Okay. So that was different, right?
You said he jump started you,
and he was a real doctor and did. But I guess if it was somebody else, I don't know. I guess I probably wouldn't be able to tell anyways because I was clueless. Right. I did not understand that he was not supposed to jump. I didn't know.
No, we're laughing, but this is taking advantage here. This is abusing authority. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna ask Terry the same question I asked you guys. Terry, are you listening to me?
Absolutely.
All right. If you found out your doctor was fake, right, and she was feeling up all your private parts and stuff like that, how would you feel?
I'd blackmail her.
I'd blackmail.
He would blackmail her, he said. Well, yeah, but okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, but she's a fake doctor. She ain't got no bread. She's pretending.
she's
broke.
She's
a fake doctor.
It doesn't mean she's broke.
She's making fake doctor money.
Yeah, right.
We don't know.
She's coming in as an intern, so she wasn't collecting a check or anything at
that
time.
But some stashes are paid, honey.
Imagine she showed up getting a check too every 2 weeks.
You would blackmail her for her check?
100%.
This is our check.
She's
now
been blackmailing me for my private and touching me, rubbing me up. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yeah. So this is what.
All right. Well, you guys will blackmail Pharaoh and Will. Were giggling. Me and Kyle are like,
I was getting the visual. That didn't sound right.
No, it didn't.
That's not the right word I want to use. I'm just saying it was just like I was kind of just picturing the circumstance, all right, with this pretend doctor coming in and doing it.
Oh my goodness. But, all right. Mm-hmm. So in some positive community news, it was really nice to read this, but QBBE and Red Rush Forum Partnership for Summer Institute 2021. Collaboration between educator Alex Adrian and B-Ball Hall of Fame Framer Denver Reed is a plus for students this summer. In the areas of education and sports, Alex Adrian and Denver Reed make a formidable combination. Both have been involved with the game at the highest levels. Adrian is a high school coach, Reed is a professional player and a Hall of Famer at McGill University, where he is still the all-time scoring leader. The duo is equally outstanding in the educational area, where Adrian, currently the executive director of the QBBE, is coming off more than four decades as a highly respected educator who served as a school principal, vice principal, and high school math and physics teacher. So Reed, what they're doing is they have decided to put their experience together on behalf of our community and the city by collaborating in the launch of the QBBE's 2021 Summer Institute, which will offer educational support as well as training in basketball, physical and mental well-being, and leadership to students between July and August, and more than 350 are expected to participate.
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
I love that. I love that. We need more of that in the city.
No, and I love the groups coming together.
Yes.
I feel like that's what real empowerment is.
Shout out
like
to Berg.
Thank you. You know, like when you're able to put groups like, you know, we're talking QBBE, we're talking Montreal Community Care. These are two large groups.
Right.
You know, being able to come together to establish something like this, it's huge. And I think I could use that as a segue, because what the Face Coalition has done in terms of coming together, like what, I think it's four or five different large groups from across Canada.
Yeah.
To come make this possible, I think it's huge. And actually, I want to just use this opportunity just to plug Sir Thierry.
Hey,
King, yes. Thierry in the house with us this morning, and he's here for an awesome. I feel today's an event day. I feel like
it's an eventful
day. Because we already started getting questions, so I'm going to ask a couple. But Thierry,
yeah,
welcome back to the Empower Hour. We're so glad to have you here.
Hey,
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here. Love being with y'all.
Before we dive in, so if you want to just let people know what's been going on, what's going on in your world, and what's new and exciting.
Hey, I've been away from the Empower Hour, unfortunately, mainly because of this launch. We've been working at it, hacking at it for. Listen, people saw the announcement in September, but. Probably now 15, 16 months. So it's a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
The money's about to roll out. We have tons of applications, but we're going to get into that. But yeah, I've been working on changing the faith of Black Canadians as far as economics goes.
Beautiful.
And I watched the, I want to say the address, like when it was announced, you know, and like what hit me was really just the fact that there's capital now to support Black businesses, where this is historic. Like
Black
this,
ideas.
You know what I mean? Black ideas. Like, and yeah. I think Tiffany had said it. She's like, you know, we're investing in your potential.
Correct.
And that is something where in terms of a black person, a melanated person, this is historic.
Correct.
Right.
You know, and not to be taken lightly. And the thing is, it's something where, like, our done well, and I have to say that though, because it's not the first time that money has come into the community,
right?
So, and we have to be mindful of that,
right?
So, but this time coming around, we're gonna do it properly.
Exactly. So I was just gonna shout that out. Shout out to you guys especially on your Instagram page for giving us the roadmap in order to what to do.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know where to start and stuff like that. There's step 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. No,
that's really good, because a lot of people don't know. They want this money, but they don't know how to get it. So you guys provided such an informal, you know, it's a roadmap. You know what I'm saying? If you have to look property and dig deep, and I like that. I love it. It's really good. I gotta give you that.
So now, we didn't have a format, so to speak. We said basically people who have questions are gonna be able to call in throughout the day. Well, I want to say throughout the day. We got about an hour and 20.
Absolutely. Yes.
For people to be able to call in. You could we're live on Facebook. So if you're listening and you have some questions, you just want to pop them into our Facebook.
Bring the questions.
You know, we've got them, we'll answer. When I say we, I mean Thierry. So
No, we. You were in Toronto too. I remember.
Facts,
I
true. Facts. So now, actually, can I ask one question?
Then
we'll continue with the headlines and keep going.
Absolutely.
So one of the questions that came in was concerning the interest rates.
Yeah. So as far as interest rates, something you have to understand, and it's a bit context for people that might not know what we're talking about. Face Coalition is a coalition of five Black-led nonprofit organizations. The culmination of all these Black-led, in terms of experience servicing the community, is over 120 years. So we have BBI out east in Halifax and eastern Canada. We have Groupe 37, mainly focused on the Francophone, but also servicing some of the Black Anglophone in Quebec. You have CDNBCA, Côte des Neiges Black Community Association, as a founding org as well. You have BBPA in Toronto, and then you have Africa Center in Edmonton, but it's taking care of everything out west. So in the process of this whole, the birth of this thing as a co-founder, myself, Tiffany, and Louis Edgar, I'm not a nonprofit guy, right? So we got together, brainstormed some stuff. This popped up in September. On September 9th, Justin Trudeau announced the historical $221 million. It's the biggest, largest amount of designated fund for Black diaspora in the history of the Western Hemisphere. Doesn't exist in Brazil, doesn't exist in the United States, definitely didn't exist in Canada. So it's the largest amount of money allocated to Black Canadians for the sole purpose of entrepreneurship. Now, this just got bumped up for people that don't, because some people say, Terry, what's the amount now? It used to be $221 million for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So for the ecosystem, for the hub, the knowledge hub, for actually the loans was only $158 million. Mm. Now, what's even more historical is through hard work and collaborations, the BDC, the Bank of Development of Canada, which is owned by the government of Canada, mm-hmm. just injected another $131 million. So now mm-hmm. just the loan fund, the money that to give out to black folks is $291 million, $291.3 million. Mm-hmm. Now to answer your question, the fine-tuning of the details and to give you an interest rate today would mm-hmm. be intellectually dishonest. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it depends on your credit rate.
Right.
It depends on your business plan. It depends on so many factors mm-hmm. that it would be dishonest for me to say this is the interest rate.
Okay.
What I can say is it's going to be close to what the BDC offers.
Okay.
So anybody that ever dealt with the BDC, if you've never dealt with them, go on Google, type BDC.com or BDC, Bank of Development of Canada, and you're going to see it's way better than banks, traditional banks, because they don't have shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
The TD, the RBC, the BMO, all these people have private shareholders that expect some return.
Right.
The only shareholder of the BDC is Justin Trudeau. Mm. The government of Canada is the sole shareholder. There's not 10,000. No, you cannot buy a share of the BDC. It's owned by the government, the Crown of Canada. So this is a big advantage for us because it's going to give us logically better interest rate. So I can't give you a lockdown interest rate, but trust me, it's going to be interesting.
I have a question. Is there a deadline for when entrepreneurs can apply for this?
This is such a great... See, Queen? That's why I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you. Everybody's been asking.
I guess, I don't know, guys. Was that awkward? I find that love was a little deep. It was
why?
Like...
We love each other.
Yeah, I love her. Wow. I'm rubbing her hand right now.
Cause, and the thing is, because I was looking away, and I was just hearing it in my headphones, I was like, yo, really? That's just,
are you upset, Pete? No, this is what the people are hearing?
Hey, hey.
So go ahead, guys.
So in terms of... This is one of the most... The most common question we're getting right now. Terry, I'm in a rush to apply. I don't have all my stuff. What's going on in my business plan? So far, just so you know, like up to 7 minutes ago, actually, we have 6,382 black entrepreneurs that registered on.
Yes. I love that.
I'm sorry. I gotta go.
I'm happy. I'm stoked.
That.
That's in
that
less than 72 hours. So mm-hmm. the rush to apply is good.
Okay.
But I'll say this to empower, because this is the empower hour. It's one thing to rush mm-hmm. and apply. And I get it. Everybody wants. Let me tell you something, and I'll repeat it slowly. There is no deadline for application.
Very good.
No, it's real.
Because it gives
not
people time to build their stuff properly.
And once
you rush things, oh my goodness.
We fought for this, and we're so used to the government giving us, hey, you have to apply by June 30th.
Right.
You have to apply. Okay. People like CBA's finishing June. That has nothing to do with CBA. Oh, yeah. What about the September 1st? Guys, this is a three-year project that mm-hmm. we are, over my dead body, will not be renewed.
Right.
Because I will never let all my influence go to waste by... If anybody wants to be in power, they have to make... If they want our vote, mm-hmm. they should make sure that this gets bona fide every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it should have been a billion.
Right.
And if not a billion, it should have been at least 400 million for 400 years of slavery.
Facts.
All right?
Yeah.
So now, let's be happy, but let's not just sit back, relax, and chill. So there's no deadline. You can apply for the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. And if the money runs out, we're going to go to mm-hmm. gonna go to the table
yep.
and stop being on the menu and saying, we need a re-up, brother.
Yep. Beautiful.
All right?
Like
so there's no deadline. That's a great question. It's coming mm-hmm. back a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
The I'll ask one more question before we segue and continue.
Mm-hmm.
It was the terms. Like, have you guys determined the terms of the loans?
See, what just like the interest rate, mm-hmm. it's going to depend on what you propose. People are asking. One of the big questions we get is, are startups allowed? The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right. Most programs when startups are allowed from 10,000 to 50,000, you can't get more than 50. Let me tell you something. Mm. If you can't get a good business off the ground with 50K,
something ain't right.
I don't.
Absolutely.
Something ain't right.
I'm not sure you should be in business in the first place. Mm.
Somebody is doing drugs. If you can't get it together, somebody is doing. So y'all do the right thing with the money, man.
So that's the thing. So up to 50,000 for startups, and then 10,000 to 250,000 for existing business with obviously numbers that make sense. So just like the same thing with the terms, to me, it's the same equation as the interest rate. I can't lock you in and tell you, hey, your terms are going to be 24 months, 36 months, mm-hmm. 60 months, interest rate of this, because it depends. It would be like me asking you, Terry, what's the mortgage rate at your bank to buy a house? Mm. How can you tell
how
that?
How can you answer that question?
I can't tell you the mortgage rate is 2% for all of Canada.
It depends it's not on fixed.
What job do you have, what's your credit history. So
yes.
That's why I'm saying the terms is the same, but again, they're going to be extremely advantageous. We did not get all the way there to start to financially and economically enslave Black Canadians. That's not the goal. No. This is Black people that fought to get money for Black people. And y'all know me. Farrell mm-hmm. knows me very mm-hmm. well, long time. I ain't about that life. Mm-hmm. So it's not Jay.
50K one shot, the first call I'm making, yo, Eddie. Mm. And I'm talking about Eddie Griffin. When are you coming to Montreal? We got a show for you right here. Let's go.
Let's make it happen, bro. Yeah. So, no.
All right, awesome. So you can continue.
All right. So... on that community talk. I love that. So Technovation Montreal allows young girls to use cutting-edge technologies to solve real-world problems.
They're
why
awesome.
The story is amazing is because Montrealer Stephanie Jacquois is on the forefront of that drive, yep. driven by her passion to better communities. She co-founded the Montreal chapter of Technovation in 2014, mm-hmm. which is a nonprofit organization that aims to reduce the gender gap in science and technology yep. by encouraging young girls to develop their entrepreneurial leadership to ultimately pursue the careers in that sector. Technovation offers interactive learning problems in which young girls ages, listen to this, age 8 to 18, yeah. so there's a 10-year age gap, which is awesome, and adults as well in their community. They learn how to use cutting-edge technologies to solve different problems. It's also partners with leading organizations like UNESO and UN Women, and with mentors from companies like Google, yep. NVIDIA, and Adobe to reach children and families yep. in more than 100 countries.
Yep.
Now, isn't this that cool?
Stephanie is awesome. I want to give her a big shout
absolutely.
Out. She's bridging that gap for STEM. STEM is super important.
Yes.
Just so you understand, any Black parents or Black youth listening to this, if you are a STEM worker, you start today in 2021, mm-hmm. you would start at $90,000 to $100,000 a year.
Wow.
Nobody makes below that. No. And you don't need a university degree.
Wow.
I'm personally right now looking for Black coders.
Wow.
So if you, your mama, your cousin, your brother can code or program, mm-hmm. you're about to make a $90,000 to $100,000 minimum.
That's really cool.
And you don't need a university degree. You just need to be passionate about tech. And that's why shout out to Stephanie because
yes.
she takes young girl at 8 and saying, you can make, by the time you're 16 to 18 years old, $100K. You can make more
trust
money
me.
Than both your parents
She's
combined.
Setting them up for success.
That's it. Financial
totally.
Success, at
absolutely,
least.
Yeah. absolutely. That's amazing.
On that, I have some good news. Actually, I want to give a shout out to Kid Coders. They contacted us this week
okay.
because they have a sponsor that came in to sponsor. I think it's 8 spots for their summer program.
Amazing.
So if
really
anybody's
good.
Now, they're located in the West Island, beautiful location. I'm looking forward to having them back on to talk about it. I went to go check it out. Huge location, like lounge, coding spot.
Black
owned, of
wow.
course.
Wow.
Kid
wow.
Coders, big shout out in the West. Yeah, they have a huge, huge space in the mall out there. So they have 8 spots.
Wow.
So if your children
it's
are
really
want
good.
To get involved in coding,
mm-hmm.
Now's the time. Get in contact with us. I will put you in contact with Shondell or Raymond there at Kid Coders, but definitely we want you guys to take advantage of this opportunity.
And if I could add to this, a lot of people in our community think that coding is complicated. Let me tell you something about coding. Coding is a language.
Mm-hmm.
It's the language of the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing we have to establish.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing is, all you have to do is be creative. So if your kid is good at imagining games and making something out of nothing or can draw a little bit, that's artistic, right? But
mm-hmm.
coding, I've played basketball all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen tons of basketball, football players. You see pure natural creativity on the field or on the court. So let's stop thinking that coding's not for us. Let's stop thinking that creativity's not for us.
Mm.
Black people are, that's our God-given gift. We are creative.
Absolutely.
If I look at
that's
any artists, we're more creative. We dance. Look at these TikTok. Look, all these companies making money off of us starting
dances.
That's
all coding, too. TikTok was started by coding.
It's all coding. Clubhouse. Black people make stuff pop,
right.
period. So if
right.
your kid is creative or you think he has good, we call it imagination.
Hello.
Oh, my God, he's got a fertile imagination. Put him in there. You're going to set him up for success. And when I say 100K, if you go out west in the U.S., at Silicon Valley, Google right now, if you are 18 years old, it's paying you $150,000 US minimum. Minimum.
Wow.
And with this remote working, you could actually be working in Montreal for Google, making 150K US.
Very good point.
So get into that coding game. That's, to me, the new real hustle.
Yeah, I read an article, actually, that said that pretty much in the future, in order to survive, you're going to need to know how to code.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. So know that having a coder under your roof is a plus for your family.
It's like having a mechanic back in the days to fix everybody's car in the family. Mm-hmm. That's how, that's the analogy I give.
Yeah. I also want to stress that I seen something the other day and I was like, oh, this is actually quite cool. But a child with autism that they taught to code, and he's a super coder. So I just want to tell you that, you know, don't limit the children. Throw them all in it. See who can swim. And, you know, who doesn't, it's okay. And the rest, you know, show them. Make sure that they see that, because we're going to need that later on. Yeah. So let's build a team, you guys. We need some lawyers, too. So y'all get into these children and make them do some stuff.
And who do we love in the family? Everybody loves the cook in the family. Mm. How about we switch from the cook to the coder?
Right.
How about that? Right now.
All right? Everybody loves the cook in the family.
Right, but then who's going to cook?
Somebody going to cook.
Let me tell you who's going to cook. Somebody
go cook.
Let me tell you who's going to cook. If you got 4 or 5 coders in your family, you could hire a white slave and have him cook for you. How about that?
We didn't just say that.
Those expressions.
They're going to edit that one out.
We didn't tell you guys we're going to white slaves.
Expressions of the Empower Hour. CKUT 90.3.
I'm sure you said that.
mind you, no. Let's
I didn't mean white slave.
Thierry can actually say that because he is part white. So he can say that. We didn't say it. Thierry said it. He could say that.
Watch, before they take this soundbite and repurpose it.
Yeah.
If you look at the restaurant industry, if you look at the restaurant industry, you go in any kitchen, look at these shows, these reality shows. They're gonna say working in the kitchen is slave work. What I'm saying is, if we switch from having our favorite member of the family being the cook to being the coders, you could hire any of these people working in the restaurant industry that are considering themselves as slaves, whether they be white, black, brown, whatever, and they could cook for you. Because if these kids making $100,000 at 18, a couple of them in the house, you got yourself a mortgage.
Right.
You don't have to be in the NBA to buy your mama a house.
Yes.
Talk about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, Thierry. That's why I love you in real life. Right. That's why I love you. You say the stuff that we can't say, and then you clean it up.
Yay.
I love it. You're the man. I don't care. And I keep saying this to y'all. Y'all call in. Make sure y'all talk to this man.
Seriously.
He is one of the smartest men I know. Oh. Get out here and get with this guy, because he's making things happen. He's a mover and a shaker, and he's for the community,
talk
y'all.
Let's remind people. So this is the first time we're doing this. So you guys who are listening who want to call in, so the phone number is 514-651-4545. It's a real simple number, and the extension is 156. So that's 514-651-4545, extension 156, and we'll have you on. And just, you know, you could ask your questions if you have things. We want to hear from you.
Right.
Let's hear from the people.
Don't miss this. We're going into the next headline. You want to go into it? All right. So the federal government, we just got to love them. So the federal government sent $9 million worth of COVID relief funding to who? Dead people. Okay.
They do that.
Over the course of the pandemic, the federal government doled out more than $9 million in relief funding to people who had died prior to COVID-19 outbreak, according to the federal government documents. And the estates of those who received the money won't need to pay it back. In June 2020, the Liberal government announced one payment of $600 to Canadians with disabilities to help defray the cost of COVID-19 pandemic. All total, 1.7 million Canadians living and dead received funding under this program.
Wow.
How do we make this mistake? Who's not paying attention?
What, was it a mistake? Or because what you just said is they gave that money.
They don't have to give it
back. No, but what I heard is they wanted to support people during pandemic that had to bury their loved ones. That's kind of what I heard from what you said.
These people died prior to COVID-19.
Got you.
It was an error.
Jesus.
Absolutely. $9 million in an error?
See what kind of mistakes they make with our money?
They better not ask nobody living for a dollar.
Yeah,
you better not ask nobody living that got some money for a dollar.
Because you guys made an error? Come on now.
I know y'all ain't crazy.
That's not cool. I don't know. When I read that, I said, what? P, your thoughts?
Yeah, guys, don't ask me my thoughts about these type of things.
Somebody is using drugs.
No, I'm just, I thought your word was slow down for today. You didn't say somebody's using drugs about 4 or 5 times.
No, but it's what is happening with our country?
They need to slow down.
What
How
is
about
happening with our country, y'all?
I don't know.
No, for real. What's happening with our country?
Guys, every week it's guys, something.
Look, I just keep saying, to me, all the systems are crumbling. Okay? Like, that's really what it is, guys. And in the times when things are collapsing, it's time to build new things. All right? That's all I'm saying, guys, people. It's that kind of time. All right? We need to start realizing that.
And on that time, we're going to slip into the Bobby Payne mix at this moment. I don't know what he has for us, but I am waiting.
Not at me. I'm sure it's hot, though.
I'm sure it is hot. Fire.
Oh, wait. You see?
Shout out to Bobby Payne.
Hey, big time.
I'm hearing
big
Bobby. Time. You guys hear? I'm hearing Bobby coming in. Okay. Oh, that's why. Sorry.
There's a lot of going on.
Yeah. We got two sound bites going on at the same time.
CKET, we need budget.
You know, like, I need a mixer here.
Live radio, baby.
Yeah, that's it. There we go.
Hey.
All the kings and the queens on the outside. This is the Empower Hour. I got next, man. They say 7 minutes of just pure vibes. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You can find me on all the platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Right now,
Crystal.
Let's get on some soca vibes.
Yeah, when you get love, we'll get your peace. You see, we all have a moving with plenty peace. Girl, turn around and let me see that face. Girl, turn around and let me see that.
Oh, Lord.